This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Wherever we see suffering, wherever we see death and destruction, especially of young people, assault, sexual assault, we see Dershowitz to the rescue, the former defense attorney of Jeffrey Epstein, a man himself accused
of rape.
I didn't give you permission to interrupt me. I stayed quiet when you were talking.
Here's what I would say.
Stick to the merits.
Mohammed, attacking a lawyer for defending people is a stupid argument.
Well, right? I'm not making an argument yet.
Well, you're just using that.
I'm not making an argument.
Ad hominem attack straight off the top.
Has he got leverage on you?
No, he's a brilliant lawyer.
You saw your picture with Maxwell. He's got leverage on you.
He's a brilliant lawyer.
Are you saying that because he's got leverage on you?
I met Ghislaine Maxwell for 5 minutes at a book launch.
You look very happy with her.
No one can understand it when you
shout. Have you met him before?
I know Alan well.
Oh, you know him well.
I respect him very much.
Oh, yes, you do.
He's one of America's top lawyers.
His top lawyers?
Yeah,
uh-huh. He is. And you're an unbiased person here on Central.
An unbiased person about Alan Dershowitz? Why?
Does he have leverage on you, Piers Morgan?
There's no leverage on me, no.
You've got a picture with Maxwell.
Yes, with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Did you go to the island?
No, I've never been to the island. I've never met Jeffrey Epstein.
Be honest.
I never spent more than 5 minutes with Ghislaine Maxwell. I've answered you. So what part of that was your...
Do you condemn him being on the island? He's your good friend.
You can ask, ask him about Jeffrey Epstein.
You had a massage.
He represented him.
He said he didn't take his shorts off.
Do you know what? None of this has got anything to do with Israel.
He said he didn't take his shorts off when he was getting a massage.
Please, Mohammed.
Why is this uncomfortable?
It's nothing to do with the debate.
He didn't take his shorts off, but he's got his pants down now, hasn't he?
Can you stop it?
Why?
What's the point?
Why? He defended one of the most obnoxious people in the last 100 years. Why should I stop it?
Actually, what is going on right now in the Middle East is incredibly important.
Yes, and you have this man who's...
You are trivialising that. Well, if you didn't want to do a debate, don't agree to do it.
Who said I'm not going to do a debate? I'm saying this person who's defending Israel...
Stupid ad hominem attacks is pathetic.
Oh, OK. All right, is your good friend, you want to defend him so much?
What are you talking about?
You're defending him.
Huh?
You're defending him. You're defending a monster, a pervert, an old pervert.
He's not a pervert or a monster.
Why is he not? He knew Epstein, and for us, there's good info.
Why are you doing this, Mohammed?
Why not? Look, did you touch Virginia? Did you touch
books
her?
On Israel,
did you touch Virginia?
Some of which
did
have
you
been...
touch her? Did you touch that woman?
Never heard of her. Never met her. Never met
Don't
her.
Don't lie.
Never. She.
Don't lie to me. Just... Did you touch that woman or not?
I'm telling you. I never met her, and she acknowledged in
Did you
in
touch
writing.
That woman? Gaza is an occupied territory because there is no... because they have control over the borders, they have control of the population.
But I've said this many times,
sea,
Mohammed.
So, sure, you agree with it. You said it recently.
Let me give you the facts, please. Can I give you the facts?
Yes, you can respond.
Let me give you the facts. Yeah. Okay, the facts are, in 2005, I was there in Israel when the Israeli government...
Are you sure you were not in Epstein's house?
He said the 3,000 people he's talking about were all arrested without charge, and therefore they've not been charged with crimes. Your response to that?
Well, if they were, they should be released. Nobody should be arrested
without charge.
If you're held for a security reason...
Pathetic.
I will say what I want. It's great, uncensored. Great, good boy.
Let me finish, please.
Try and have a proper debate. I'll say what I like. What would you call them? Hamas and Hezbollah?
Just like any human being, they can sometimes be oppressive and they can sometimes be on the right side of history.
Most human beings do not do what Hamas did on October the 7th.
Well, in the Zionist entity, they do. And they do worse than that.
They don't. Israel's never committed an atrocity on that scale.
On what scale?
On that scale.
Explain. What scale?
Killing 1,200 people.
They've killed 40,000.
Sorry, in one day, massive.
They've killed 40,000.
Israelis could get their hands on. Kidnapping
children. On the 23rd of September, what happened?
Holocaust
survivors. We were talking about October 7th.
Raping and abusing women. Beheading people. Oh, you don't think that happened, do you?
Well, hold on. You just said raping and abusing. We just started the show with an admission that there's a problem in Israeli society, that there was...
I'm talking about Hamas.
Israeli soldiers like Mir from Unit 100, and that's on The Guardian, it's on Sky News, it's on all these kinds of platforms, coming out, and there's videographic evidence of him raping another man. I haven't heard condemnation from you, and I don't expect to hear it from him who defended Epstein.
I did condemn what you've just talked about in a previous debate.
Good. Right? Dershowitz, do you condemn it?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, but you just said Israel doesn't
We
do
both
that.
Condemned what you talked about earlier in relation
to Israel. So why are you
Israel?
Saying Israel don't do that? What's wrong with you?
I didn't say that.
You just said that now.
No, I didn't.
You said Israel doesn't do it, and then you just listed three or four things, and that was one of the things that you just
No, I said Israel had never...
Am I speaking a foreign tongue?
Sorry, listen to what I'm saying. I said Israel never perpetrated an atrocity on that scale.
OK, on the 23rd of September, Israel attacked Lebanon. How many people died? How many civilians died, according to the Lebanese health, the Ministry of Health?
I believe it's about 2,000 was the last recorded number I saw.
No, in one day. On the 23rd of September.
Including combatants, including many combatants.
No, on the 23rd, how many died?
How many died?
Why don't we have a year commemorating the 23rd of September, since we're having a year commemorating the 7th of October, and about 600 people died, 650 people, civilians died on that day. That's quite close, isn't it?
We don't know the civilians. They don't 8, distinguish 000? Between 8, civilians and people combatants.
We're not talking about attack. We're talking about dead. What's wrong with you? Why are you not looking at me again? You're crying. Are you crying?
Because the viewers are seeing the three of us together.
I see that there's tears in your eyes.
There are no tears in my eyes.
What's going on?
There's a slight sense of exasperation.
Sure, there should be.